wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, John in Minnesota pledges 77. Thank you, John. Folks, I'm going to do this right because we're I don't want to say desperate, but we got to win this fight. We got this big battle in Ohio, and we're up against it with everything. And the deep state, Joe, the deep state here is investing $50 million in illegitimate ads. They are lying through their teeth. One of the ads they have, this woman on TV talking about how her baby was going to die in her. And so thank God that abortion was legal so they could kill the baby to keep it from dying.
Yeah, insane.
It is. It's absolutely insane. And folks, again, the deep state, these people, that's who we're fighting in Ohio. Issue one, in November, you've got to vote no, 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 no. It's right from the pit of hell.
It's the Ohio Abortion Amendment. It will legalize prostitution, pedophilia, incest, and abortion to birth. First, it legalizes adult prostitution and child prostitution in the state of Ohio. Second, it will legalize adult-child sexual relationships, pedophilia in Ohio. And this will be part of the Ohio Constitution. Third, it will legalize abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy if a woman can claim it for her mental health or emotional health. Fourth, it will remove parental rights for minors with gender confusion or minors seeking abortion. Fifth, it will enshrine trans and same-sex anti-discrimination into law, also known as legalized persecution of anyone who has a religious or moral objection to same-sex or transgender ideology. Fifth, because the state is defined as any political subdivision, which according to the Ohio Revised Code means anyone the state delegates its power to, this means all cities, counties, municipalities, state-run hospitals, state-run education systems, state-run healthcare systems will be restricted from making any laws that will directly or indirectly burden, penalize, prohibit, interfere with, or discriminate against these new so-called reproductive rights.
So, again, what that means, folks, is you're going to have, again, these are the same people. The deep state, the money's coming in from California. The money's coming in from New York. This is George Soros' dark money. This is, and it's coming in here to run these fake ads. They're as illegitimate as NBC, ABC, and CBS, and Spectrum One News. They have become very, very liberal.
Exactly. You know, this very, ballot was formed by the ACLU of Ohio, the Abortion Fund of Ohio, New Voices for Reproductive Justice, the Ohio Women's Alliance, and Planned Parenthood, Preterm Cleveland, Pro-Choice Ohio, and URGE. And bottom line is the ACLU has been wanting to take the laws away for sex work. If you go back in history, back in 2020, the ACLU published a 34-page document explaining their goal to decriminalize sex work. And so if you go to their website, you know, nothing is hidden. Everything is not hidden in plain sight here. But that's basically called child sex trade, child prostitution, and child sex trafficking.
So those are the people we're fighting. Whose side are you on, folks? Remember, how many times have I told you, remember the last election, those people that had Joe Biden signs in your yard, this is what they brought you. Those people that had Joe Biden signs in their yard, this is what, don't forget it, okay? And if you see them, thank them for what they've done to our country, because that's exactly, they're responsible. You know, the Bible says, in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed. They're destroyed for lack of knowledge. And they're destroying this country for lack of biblical knowledge, huh? All right. Norma in Illinois pledges 50. Thank you, Norma. And folks, I'm going to do this. I'm going to pledge, doers of the word, Pastor Sanders, I'm going to pledge 1,000, and I'm going to see if I can get some people to match, because we have to. We really have to. I mean, we work here 7 days a week fighting against the deep state. And so, folks, I'd like to get some matches of that 1,000 tonight. So, Derek, 1,000. Make sure, doers of the word, $1,000.
1,000 push-ups?
No, not push-ups. $1,000, okay? And I want you to match it. Okay, there you go. Do it. Do it. All right, folks. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. The elite's breathtaking strategy for ruling the entire world is exposed. Well, we've done this a long time ago. Earth may well become miserable and almost uninhabitable due to false idea. Today's high priests of the climate change apocalypse are undoubtedly, by the way, this is from, people keep saying, would you tell us what that's from? It's by the World News Daily, and this is a staff writer here. Today's high priests of climate change apocalypse are undoubtedly correct in predicting that in just a few years, the Earth may well become miserable, wretched, and almost uninhabitable by human beings. Ironically, such a grim future won't be because of atmospheric climate change. No. As global warming zeros zealots claim, rather, the Earth will become the pitiful and desolate habitation of mankind, they predict, with mass suffering and death, if their genuinely catastrophically agenda is actually implemented. Dr. Patrick Moore, co-founder of the environmental group Greenpeace, recently said regarding the elite's insistence on reducing greenhouse gases to net zero, if they actually achieved net zero, at least 50% of the population would die of hunger and disease. That's the goal.
That's what they want, right?
That's exactly what they want. They want to depopulate the planet. And in fact, they want to eliminate 95% of the world's population.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, energy expert Alex Epstein, in his critically acclaimed book, Fossil Future, writes, today's proposed policies to rapidly eliminate fossil fuel use would, if fully implemented, have truly an apocalyptic consequences, making the world an impoverished, dangerous, and miserable place for most people. And even if fossil fuel elimination policies aren't fully implemented, he adds, even widespread restrictions on fossil fuel use thus far that fall short of elimination will shorten and inflict misery on billions of lives, especially in the poorest parts of the world. And that's exactly their goal. So, 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line, too, especially if you have credit cards, or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Many of you out there ask about the newsletter. We just, just since the last one, we've gone up another 100 people have gotten on our newsletter list. And folks, the newsletter, the articles and things we get here, but are more complete because on air, we don't have time to go to the complete articles with you. But in the newsletters, you get the complete story, and we expose, and you can take, for those unbelievers out there that you know, the family and friends or whatever, that, oh, I don't believe that because it would be on my station, NBC, ABC, or CBS. They've indoctrinated me, and they've trained me to believe what they tell me. Because remember, they said that's their job, to tell me what to think and why I think it. And it's amazing how so many people have been so dumbed down by NBC, ABC, CBS, and Trump is really right on the money when he called them the fake news media.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure.
All right, so anyhow, the newsletter, in fact, tonight, if you call in a pledge, they have got newsletters standing by ready to write your name on it and put them in the mail tonight and then put you on a list that you get the newsletter, and it's free. It don't cost you anything. It's free. And so make the best use of it. try to understand. I don't know what will it take for us to try to get people to really understand the situation that we're in here in America today.
Well, bottom line is you have to be living in the present. If you're living in the past, that's where the depression and the anxiety come into play. And if you're living in the future, you know, people are being dominated by fear. And that's the whole idea of what they're attempting to do with inflation, you know, with losing your job, you know, anything that's going to keep you in a fear state. But we have God, and there is no such thing as fear when you trust in the Lord. You know, one of the articles that I came across was from the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva. And they were presented a report, and the woke enjoy their initials and abbreviations. So this was a report on sexual orientation and gender identity, which is SOGI, SOGI. And they were very enthusiastic about it because there were transgender activists and lobby groups for LGBT and leftist government representatives who considered themselves woke. The report intends to create a new normative space where governments impose acceptable LGBT standards under the guise of being a religion. The report calls on governments to threaten and punish religious leaders and organizations that do not comply with this orthodoxy. That religion is often used as a pretext for violence against this community, and here they're talking about us as Christian faith believers. That UN member states ought to use favorable religious leaders and institutions to promote homosexual and transgender ideology. The report hints at forcing priests or pastors to conduct homosexual marriages at the cost of losing their privilege to conduct legally recognized marriages. Religion often has different family conceptions that are exclusionary for these type of people. The first step towards government control over religious practices, even in the United States, it's already been taken.
All right, there you go. Derek, you didn't put me up on that board. I pledged $1,000. Get that guy working in there. Boy, I'm going to tell you. Now I'm looking for some matches. I'm looking for some few folks. All I need is about four or five people to match my $1,000, and we're good for tonight. So can you do that? $1,000. We're looking for four or five people to match that $1,000 tonight. All right. The number is 888-281. Okay, Gene in Ohio. We just pledged $300. Thank you, Gene. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673.
Now, this new so-called COVID vax that is being announced basically is being announced under emergency use authorization. There are no FDA standards anymore. They're breaking their own rules. Under emergency use authorization, that meant that you would have had to have this so-called shot in study for at least 2 years. And so that was excluded. They tested 10 mice. All right, that was it.
So they want to give six-month-old children a shot that has not been tested on human beings. And the question is, are their parents dumb enough? I'm going to ask you, Elaine, are their parents dumb enough out there to take their little children to these people and get them that horrible, horrible shot?
I would say probably 20 to 30% of the population, yes, which is really unfortunate. Because they bought into the narrative, they don't look any further, and they're operating in fear.
Folks, let me tell you, we try to tell you, remember, we warned you before about this. We warned you and warned you. Right now, every day, people have died in this country from that shot, okay?
Correct. And the thing I want to mention to people is that there are documents out there that are helping with the situation. Because Liberty Counsel is a constitutional group of attorneys, and they have basically put three documents together. Maybe you don't know they're out there, but the use of masks, the use of the COVID PCR test, and the use of the COVID vaccine is all under emergency use authorization. And in there, the regulation says that you have the right to refuse. It also violates some federal statutes of law. So even though the courts are corrupt, it is influencing some employers because they're taking a second look at everything. Biden wants to mask people up again. And the bottom line is you just do not comply. The PCR testing don't test anything. They're fraudulent. There are over 20 countries that have made that dictum by way of their court system that the PCR test is fraud. So don't waste your money. Don't do a test because when they put the swabs up your nose, you're getting ethylene oxide up there, which is cancer causing.
All right. I just had a lady today tell me that and she works at a nursing home, and they said that they're going to start testing you once a week by putting a swab up their nose. I said, look, I would not do that. Or she called me to ask me what should she do. She said, I'm thinking of quitting. I need the job, but I don't want that up my nose for the reason you just said.
Right, and there are job boards out there, you know, for healthcare jobs that do not require this idiocy that's going on. All right. And I can provide that information to people. But when you take these documents in to the employer, all right, it gives them a second look at the fact that, you know, they're being dictated by their corporate headquarters. But the administrators that are there, they're beginning to shake in their boots a little bit, you know, relative because they're party to all of this and they're going to be held liable.
Absolutely. And again, you've got to stand your ground. You really got to stand your ground. You got to say, no, we're not going to put up with it.
So are you going to put up with, you know, losing your life? Because they can penetrate that small membrane that's at the top of your nose that goes into your cranial cavity with your brain.
Yeah.
Very, very easily. And then they twist it. All right. And bottom line is, that's no good.
No.
That's no good whatsoever. And so, again, you have to decide. There are doctors out there that are not part of the medical cartel out there that are part of like Dr. McCullough's group or the American Frontline Doctors. There's doctors that will and pastors that will write for mask exemptions. There's a myriad of approaches that can be used based on the situation.
Yeah, we gave out a number of religious exemption letters, and a number of people took it in to their employees, and their employees honored it. So there you go. You've got to resist. Let me tell you, from Genesis to Revelation, God's Word, the Bible teaches resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. These masks that they have, look, you'd be much better off to wear a mask like the Lone Ranger wore. It'll do more good, and it won't harm you like those masks that you cover your face and your nose with, okay?
Yeah, but they're banned in the healthcare systems,
Yeah. The
bandanas.
And so,
but folks, why cover your face? That's part of submission into going along with this.
I know that.
And that's how they can tell how effective their indoctrination is by how many people are actually putting a mask on. I still see people double masked in cars driving. Now, you're not going to reach them.
If you were to put one of those Lone Ranger masks on Pastor Joe, he'd be riding a white horse.
With Tonto.
I was worried you were going to say a white mule. I just
I thought of that. Being in Missouri and all. All righty, yeah. Folks. Phones have not been ringing, and this is killing us. It's killing us. We got to hear from you. Please, somebody match me. I pledged $1,000. Can somebody match me for my $1,000? Or can somebody match Victor or one of the others for the $500? Can somebody match Gene for $300? We need to hear from you. We need a match. I need someone to match me for my $1,000. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Ask yourself this. If you've been listening to us for all those years, have we stayed the course? If we've stayed the course, we need your support, folks. We got to get your support. We don't have much time. I've got literally 30 minutes left, and I don't even know how much I have to raise, but I think I have to raise at least 3,000 more. I think we're at least 3,000 short tonight.
Now, here's an article, and it's from the Gateway Pundit, and it's the good medical group that I was talking to you about is the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. It's AAPS. They've released a statement challenging the effectiveness and ethical use of mask mandates for respiratory viruses, including COVID-19. The AAPS argues that not only are these mandates ineffective in stopping the spread of respiratory viruses, but they also pose potential health risks and infringe upon individuals' right to informed consent. Prolonged use of a mask is not a neutral event. It can cause adverse effects such as headaches, rash, acne, skin breakdown, and impaired cognition in the majority of those they surveyed. The possibility that the mask also hindered the acquisition of speech and language in children exists. So here's where they're going after the kids again. Research shows that babies who lip read more have better language skills when they're older. If so, this suggests that masks probably hinder babies' acquisition of speech and language. Also, the buildup of carbon dioxide with a mask is far beyond the level that is considered acceptable for health. And also, society requires facial recognition as a most basic component of interaction and communication. So they're trying to separate us and separate our, basically, camaraderie and our belonging to a group. Voluntary masking with no gain contributes to societal alienation.
All right. I wanted to tell the folks about this, too. On the 29th, the last Friday of this month, the 29th, at Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 6:30, we're going to have a tactical civics meeting. Tactical civics, folks, they will teach you what we have to do. We're trying to take our country back. And right now, there's about 3,500 counties in this country today. But 900 of those, right now, we have tactical civic chapters. And what they do, they're teaching our side, how to convene grand juries. Our people are going back, like they've done to us now, and with those grand juries, also militia.
Mm-hmm.
And this is to, the grand jury is the highest authority of the county. This is to go after those corrupt officials in our county. Folks, this is an opportunity for you to fight. Now, after saying that, we're going to have thousands of articles out of our archives there, things you people call and say, could you send me this copy of this article or that article, like the things we have in the newsletter. We're going to have them there available for the patriots to come. And that's at 6:30 on September 29th at Doers of the Word Church at 14781 Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry, Ohio, 4465. So, alrighty. Right now, we still need about $2,200. We're $2,200 short. So, all right. Oh, where's Rosetta? Rosetta. Okay. In Michigan, just placed 1,000. Thank you. Did I pronounce that right? Okay. Thank you, Rosetta. All right. There you go.
Pastor, is the tactical civics this Friday or the 29th?
29th. Okay. Yep. Come on out, and you will meet Elaine, and maybe she'll give you a consultation there. But she'll give you a consultation if you pledge $100 or more, and you can call her, and she'll give you a free medical consultation. So anyhow, give them that number again.
It's 440-478-4073. 440-478-4073.
Connecticut Democratic primary election scandal. Police launched investigation into fraud after video evidence uncovered of town clerk dumping multiple illegal absentee ballots in a drop box. I'm watching it, as you see right here. Mayoral candidate John Gnome's campaign released a damning video on Sunday showing evidence of election fraud in the recent Bridgeport Democratic primary. The video has prompted an investigation by the Bridgeport Police Department by misconduct. The video on the Gnome's campaign Facebook page shows a woman dropping stacks and stacks of illegal ballots into an absentee ballot box outside the Bridgeport Government Center, where the city registers of voters' office is located. CT Mirror reported. The Gnomes, I don't know if it's pronounced Gnomes, as the G. Silent or Gomes campaign was able to identify the woman in the footage as Wanda Getter Pataki. Wanda Getter Pataki, the vice chairwoman of the Democratic town clerk and a vocal supporter of incumbent mayor Joe Ganim, who is seeking re-election. Gomes' campaign claims that the video shows Peter Pataki dropping off stacks and stacks of absentee ballots ahead of the September primary. There you go. All right, 888-281-1110. Folks, we got to get these phone lines working. Right now I have approximately 25 minutes. We got 25 minutes left. We got to hear from you. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Would you match Rosita for 1,000 or me? We would need some match donors, some donors to match Rosita in Michigan who pledged 1,000 or myself that pledged 1,000. Maybe you want to match us for 2,000, right? Okay, that number's again, 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Go ahead, Joe.
I'm looking at something just popped up. Ozempic and WeGovy factory in North Carolina fails FDA inspection, sending the drug manufacturer's shares plummeting. It's at Novo Nordisk losing money, but it serves millions of Americans. With this new weight loss drug, it was designed for something else, but it's really causing people are buying it, spending a fortune because it helps them lose weight. And the FDA found objectionable conditions, gave them 3 weeks to fix it, but they're still running the factories. They're still pumping out things, even though they're under a warning by the FDA. I love it. You got 3 weeks to fix it. They didn't shut them down. They're still putting stuff out. It was a, they were given a Form 483, which basically says there were some very objectionable conditions going on in the facility. And, you know, but the funny thing is everybody's so worried about, well, the market share's gone down, let alone the safety hazards. We've got all these people taking this drug, and they're worried about market share. I find that funny. And I just realized they said a one-month supply of Ozempic, the Kaiser Family Foundation, says the list price is $936 in the U.S. Wow, for a weight loss drug. But everywhere else in the world, it's way cheaper. In fact, many places, it's far less than half the cost in other countries. But they nailed it to us in the good old U.S. of A. I thought I'd throw that in. There's your drugs for you, your big pharma.
Yeah, and if you get a, issued an FDA, you know, in the normal world, you know, there would be a cease and desist with a time frame attached to it, but not nowadays.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All of a sudden now it's just, oh, you've got 3 weeks, but they're letting the manufacturer keep on running business as normal.
Yeah, right. I worked in biomedical research, so 483 basically is, you know, cease and desist with a time frame, and also you have to have a corrective action plan also within a certain time frame, none of which
well,
it sounds like they did.
They haven't filed one, and there's no cease and desist anymore, so apparently Big Pharma is big enough that they can get away with whatever they want, right?
All righty. Anonymous in Texas pledges 200, and Maryland and Minnesota pledges 20. Thank you, thank you. And we're coming up to a break, folks. A perfect time to call is during the break. So we'll be back right after this.
just a cottage below. A little silver, a little gold. But in that city, where the rats will shine, I want a gold one, that silver line.
Grace pledges 100. Thank you, Sister Mary Grace. And that number again, folks, is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And Gregory in San Diego pledges $20. Thank you, Gregory. $20 a month. Thank you, Gregory. All right.
We need a lot more people to pledge that those $20 a month, because really over all these years, Pastor, it's been the smaller donations coming in from, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people that have kept us going. And I think too many times we get some wonderful people out there who are able to pledge, you know, 500, 1,000. And I think sometimes the regular listeners are afraid to call in. They don't want to just say, all I can do is pledge $20, but that has been our bread and butter for many, many years, and we just want to be sure we thank them, especially without them we wouldn't be on the radio, right?
Absolutely. Give as according as they can afford, absolutely.
Afford, right. The Lord has not blessed us all equally with looks, talents, or the ability to make money.
All right, we only have about 15 minutes on the air, and then another 10 minutes after that. Even though we're off the air, we're still going to be here taking your calls right up until midnight, folks. So we got to hear from you. This is very important. For 50 years, we've been fighting this fight, and we want to listen. This radio program is needed right now more than it's ever needed before. We hear from you every day how much You've learned so many things. How many of you would have taken a shot had not been for this radio program? A lot of people didn't even realize what was being taught in their public schools, what was in their school books until we went on the air with it. And so, and how many babies have been saved because of this ministry over 50 years? Over 24,000 babies have been saved from a cruel, painful death of abortion because we've never quit fighting in all that time. We've never quit fighting. And so, alrighty, right now, we need about 1,800. We're about 1,800 short of our goal, and we've got about 20 minutes. So,
and there have been about three or four people have challenged to match donations of what, 300, 500, and 1,000, and we get a couple of people just to match some of those challenges. We got it made, right?
Right. We have, if we can get four people to match the 500 or just two people to match the 1,000, we can do it. Or eight people to match the 250.
We're in business.
Right. So it's, again, that number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Proud Boys leader Ethan Nordine speaks out to the Gateway Pundit in first interview since his 18-year prison sentence for attending the January 6th. He had no idea. Here is a Christian patriot, He had no idea that the FBI had infiltrated numerous Proud Boy groups. I did. Well, I wish he'd have been listening to us, right?
I saw some of the infiltrators when I was there.
Yeah.
Very, very looked like Antifa.
Hours before juries deliberated a verdict convicting, a jury in Washington, D.C., unbelievable. Some kind of a chance he's going to get, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Proud Boys of seditious conspiracy, the J6 political prisoner, the patriot Ethan Nordine detailed to Gateway Pundit reporter Alicia Powell how the U.S. government conspired to incriminate the pro-Trump group months leading up to January 6th. Generally speaking, we had a large number of undercover individuals, and I am not going to get into too many details because I really don't know what I'm allowed to say, but what's public and what's been spoken about in trial, we had multiple human sources from different agencies, local, metropolitan, FBI, and who knows, they've been weaponized against the FBI no longer. And folks, I'm not talking about the field agents. A lot of them, they're just like you and me, their families, and they're more ashamed of the agency than we are. I mean,
Right. Because
they've been a part of that, and they're more ashamed. It used to be they could hold their head up and say, I work for the FBI. They can't do that now. Now they kind of look down and they don't want to tell you. Thank you, Chris Ray. But what's public? And he goes on to say, multiple human sources from different agencies, local, metropolitan, FBI, who knows what else, if it's pretty disturbing, Nordine told the Gateway Pundit in a call using a tablet from a solitary confinement cell. It's pretty disturbing hearing a lot of things that occurred and the length of which the FBI has gone to manipulate folks and lied. You can help this man by helping get President Trump elected. Trump has promised if he's elected, he will pardon every one of these people and work to put the real corrupt, that January 6th committee, corrupt from the anti-God, anti-Christ, evil people. They need to be the ones. They need justice will not be served into every one of them on that committee or in that dirty, filthy jail in D.C. where their betters are, where the Christian patriots are.
And there's no reason why our Congress isn't going after to release those people. That's the problem, too.
Well, there is a reason. We don't have a Justice Department. We do have some people like Jim Jordan and Max Gates and that want to do that. They want to go after them, but we don't have a Justice Department. It's totally.
But it's our Congress that
power,
can go to the military.
Well, the problem of it is in the military now too.
You don't have to go to the You don't go to that level.
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to see what's happening because right now this country is on a course for a civil war.
Correct.
And that's
now,
what they're pushing.
Along the same line here is also from the Gateway Pundit. There are three 70-year-old pro-life activist who just were convicted on Monday, this is last week, because they were protesting at the entrance to an abortion clinic. And this was three defendants, one in Arlington, Virginia, one in Kingston, Massachusetts, and one in New Jersey, were each convicted of a felony conspiracy against rights and a FACE, F-A-C-E, act offense, the DOJ announced on Monday. They convicted, they're hunting down pro-life conservative grandmas while ignoring the Antifa and BLM militants. All three defendants were immediately detained. Their sentencing will be scheduled at a later date, the Department of Defense said. So 11 years and then plus charged with a felony.
Unbelievable. Okay, that's exactly what's happening. We are worse than the old former Soviet Union. It's gotten much worse than that. This has gotten to be like Nazi Germany, folks. These people
are afraid to stand up, and they've got to realize we have to stand up. I want to, you know, we get lied to so often. This war in Ukraine's one of them. I keep telling people most of the news stories I find are overseas. Well, there were some headlines that the city of Bakhmut and its satellite towns have they've been the epicenter of some of the worst fighting in the war there in Ukraine. Trenched out all this. So they talk about how, Ukraine has recaptured this area. Well, I'm looking at pictures of this area, and past it, there's not a single building standing. There are a couple of walls with, where a building was. And this was a town where there were apartment blocks, offices, town halls, factories. And right now, it's a pile of rubble. It looks kind of like Jerusalem looked when the Romans came in. And what was it, 72 AD, where not one stone laid upon another? I mean, the devastation, I don't think I've ever seen anything so completely devastated as this. There was one building, actually, that had three walls. No roof, no floor, no windows.
Well, I think if you went to Maui about a month ago, you would have seen something that was even more devastated.
What I'm saying, they're promoting this as they're trying to tell us how the victory over there, this isn't a victory. This is a country that they're fighting over is total, not a tree, nothing. Everything is destroyed. So when you hear there's a big victory, this is not a victory.
No, it's not. You're not. This is what we've been telling people from the very start of this war. The fake news media has been giving fake reports. They're doing exactly what they're told. It's called their narrative. And whatever the Soros group or whatever tells them to report, that's what they report. But Ken in Missouri pledges 1,000. So thank you, Ken. Alrighty, all I need is to make our goal for tonight is one more pledge of 1,000. If we can get one more pledge of 1,000 or two more pledges of 500, we would have achieved our goal for tonight. So again, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. It's getting tough, you know, and it really is.
Times are hard out there. A lot of people are suffering. In fact, tomorrow night I've got some stories about Medicare drug prices and all kinds of things. Bad news. It's going to get tougher, folks. But I wanted to back up on something before we get too far off. There was a big story how our military-industrial complex, they are putting out the, right now, 26,000 155-millimeter, rounds a month. And they're trying to rush into the production of 100,000 155-millimeter rounds, those big cannons. And it's for the military-industrial complex. They're making so much money, they're trying to quadruple their production within a matter of a month or two. And I'm looking at these pictures of Ukraine going, and we're just totally devastating every farm, field, tree in that country. For what? So somebody can make some profits in the military-industrial complex.
That's exactly what we were telling them, Joe. We were telling people, look, that's right. All of this tons and tons of these weapons were set. It goes right to the black market. We've been trying to tell the folks this. The corruption, the Biden crime family is at the top of their game right now. And so, again, but it's not just them. The whole Democratic leadership out there is involved in this. And not just the Democrats. You know, you have
There's
a number
Republicans,
of the
Republicans, part of the deep state. It's we've got this corrupt government. Very corrupt, and money over the love of money is the root of all evil. They're willing to sell you out, your children out, your grandchildren out, so they can be rich and famous for a short period of time.
Absolutely. And listen, here we go. Clinton Global Initiative to launch network to provide humanitarian to war-torn humanitarian aid to a war-torn Ukraine. Oh, my gosh. Here you go. You talk about the corruption. There's nothing, you know, the Clintons. I mean, I could just sit and hear Hillary and Slick Willie. I could hear Slick say, "Hey, Hill, can we show that Biden's how to be corrupt? Can we show that Biden crime cartel what a real cartel is? Let's show them how to do that, okay?" So here we go. The Clinton Global Initiative will launch a new network to provide humanitarian aid to war-torn Ukraine. Of course, recall the Bill Clinton last year announced in Clinton Global Initiative will be hosting a leadership summit in New York in September after a five-year hiatus. Well, this year's meeting will focus on what it takes to keep going to maintain and advance progress. In spite of the difficulties that arise and increase our capacity to cross the divides, to make common cause with one another, whatever possible, to build a stronger future. Oh, boy. He goes on to say, all the Clintons said in the letter to the CGI. Now, the CGI reconvened in New York on Monday with a speech from Bill Clinton. And it goes something like that, this. The CGI plans to announce the launch of a CGI Ukraine Action Network, as well as numerous financial pledges to support nonprofits working in the country. The CGI Ukraine Action Network is the result of a collaboration between Hillary Clinton and Olena Zelensky, First Lady of Ukraine, that began last year. Boy, I'm going to tell you, you can really bet this is on the up and up, huh? All right, I'm going to...
some rich people that make a big deal about donating, but... what's your guess? Maybe 10% of all that money will maybe get to somebody in Ukraine that really needs it?
Well, in Haiti, it was only three. They raised, I don't know, what was it, about $10 billion, and only 3% of it got to, only 3% of it got to the people in Haiti.
But look what's happened in Haiti. Gangs right now are running the country. Our State Department's warned people not to go there, stay out. It is one of the most violent places. It is totally a lost nation. Nothing's working. There's not sufficient power, food, work. And like I said, street gangs are running the country. And, well, with all those millions of dollars raised, yeah.
All right, Christine in Parma pledged 50. Rosita in Massachusetts pledged 40, and Dale in Michigan pledged 100. Folks, we will be here till about 12 till midnight. The number's 888-281-1110. All right, we're at that point in time. You've got 5 minutes, Joe. Tell folks how they can, and I'll give you a minute warning, how they can avoid hell and how they can get to heaven.
You know, so often people wonder why we just keep doing this, why we always make it the last thing, because the last thing we want you to hear is the gospel message is an offer of salvation. There's only the most important decision you will ever make in your life is not what college you go to. It's not who you marry or how many children you have or what you do for a career. It's where you will spend eternity. God is the physical father of all mankind. God is the spiritual father of only a small portion, a remnant those who would be, as Jesus told Nicodemus, those who would be born again spiritually, a spiritual baptism. And so many people just can't seem to grasp the concept. Jesus Christ went to the cross. He died a substitutionary death to pay the sin debt for you and me and whoever would accept his offer. God the Father has said the wages of sin is death. All sin is equally bad. All of us are sinners. And the only way to get to heaven is, God says, through his son Jesus Christ, through his wonderful offer of forgiveness and salvation. There's no other way. You can't buy it. You can't earn it. God's got a way, and it has to be done his way. His way is very simple. If you are willing to repent of your sins, if you are willing to call upon God the Father and confess your sins, if you're a sinner, a terrible sinner, that you need a Savior, and that you know that Jesus Christ took your place and died for your sins, and that you want to accept his offer of salvation and his mercy and be forgiven of those sins, this is called the start of being born again, repentance. Jesus, in fact, the first word Jesus said in his entire ministry was, repent, what? For the kingdom is at hand. Repent. It has to be a heartfelt thing. And then you have to be willing to ask Jesus Christ to become Lord of your life. That's a big step. You have to say, I'm willing to give my life to you, Jesus. I'm willing to serve you, to obey you, for you to be Lord of my life, all of my life, without a reservation. In other words, you are willing to make Jesus Christ first in your life, above everything else. And if you're willing to do that, Jesus will accept you. He will give you the down payment on everlasting life, which is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. We know Romans 6:23, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
He 1 minute, Joe.
Indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and when that happens, that is your spiritual baptism. You then become a spiritual child of the kingdom, an adopted child. You become a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life, and you are now called a born-again believer. And you will find peace in your life. You will find joy, happiness. We were all in us have a need to find God the Father. It's ingrained in all of us. Some people spend their life on drugs, on sex, on gambling, on business, on whatever, trying to fill that void. The void is to be fulfilled with coming to having a personal relationship with God, with Jesus Christ. And this decision only you can make. Nobody can save you but God. We can preach the word. We can tell you. You have to be convicted of your sin.
And they want to do that tonight, Jody, because tonight, all over this world, a whole lot of people are going to run out of tomorrows, and we don't want to be one of them.
So
we're at this time where we get to every night at this time, where we always say, good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
And
always.
Let's get it done. Ready?
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.